Join Pastor David C. and Lady B.J. McNeil for the Rekindle the Fire Revival, featuring special guest revivalist evangelist Yvonne King. Psalms 85:6, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Wednesday, March 13th through Friday, March 15th. Prayer starts at 6:45 p.m. and service starts at 7 p.m. at Greater New Bethel, Kojic, 2801 East Mobile Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, 85040. For more information, call 602-276-3176. You are cordially invited to come and join them for a joyous time in the Lord.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand.
Oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
God bless you and welcome to War Cry Ministries. We so thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Thank God for saved life in Christ Jesus, free from sin and shame, and welcome to War Cry Ministries. Today, we're going to talk about time, T-I-M-E, time. By definition, time is a period between two eternities. Further definitions are measurable periods during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. A non-spatial continuum that is measured in terms of events which succeed one another from past through present to future. A fixed, customary moment, time for something to occur. Even little children are familiar with the term time, as in time out. In general, our population, when we're giving someone a fixed amount of time for a crime, people ask, well, how much time did he get? Because we really want to know how much time. When you put little kids in time out, they want to know basically how much more time do I have in this corner. So the Bible talks about in Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. In other words, nothing happens by accident. Nothing is a mishap or something that God has no idea. Because the Ecclesiastics even declare that there's a time to be born and a time to die, time to pluck up and a time to plant. It even declares that there's a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. In other words, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. In the book of Revelation, in particular, Revelations 10:4, it declares that we are out of time, and correlating with that would be Daniel 12:7. Revelations 10:4-6 reads, and when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Fifth verse, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. This is talking about the end of the world. This is talking about the end times. And we are living in the last days. Somebody said the night is far spent. time is winding up. And time is winding up. It will wait for no man. Nothing will last forever. The Bible says in Galatians 4:4, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that she might receive the adoption of sons. And we know that Jesus came down through 42 generations. In other words, he came down through time. He came down so that he could redeem man from their sins. We are living in a time where people do not want to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I tell you, it's high time that we get off of our high horse and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God so that God can exalt us in due time. When I look at the wars and the mudslinging in politics, that lets me know that time is winding up. Time is winding down. The day is far spent. Or the night. The Bible said when night cometh, no man can work. We are soon approaching the night. Jesus declared in the book of John that I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Because when the night comes, no man can work. That means that time has run out. We use little slogans in this life. Take your time. It's your time. Time waits for no man. We even declare sometime when we think that people are out of step with time, that they are stuck in time. And I'm telling you that nobody is stuck in time because time will run out. The disciples even declared in the book of Matthew's 24th chapter, they asked Jesus in Matthew 24:3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us when these things shall be and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world. In other words, they wanted to know the time that the end of the world was coming. Jesus declared further, if you read that, no man knows the day nor the hour, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But the one thing that he did do, he gave us some signs so that we would know when the end times were near. He declared in his word, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. He said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. He also further declared in Matthew 24:7, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Have you ever heard of so many earthquakes? Have you heard of so much disease? And have you heard of famine? Everywhere you look, in every nation, even nations that are so-called rich nations, people are starving to death in a land of plenty. In the 9th verse of the 24th chapter, and it says, and they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. We are living in the last days. In the United States of America, we are beginning to see where the saints of God are going to soon be delivered up for the preaching and the teaching of the word of God, because people will not retain God in their knowledge. They're saying, don't say it, and then it's all right. But if we don't say it, your blood is required at our hands. We are mandated to tell the world about this. Tell the world about the Christ. Tell the world that Jesus is coming, and we got to get ready because time is winding up. Time is winding up as never before. Revelation 16:17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. In other words, time is no more. There is going to be a day of reckoning. There is going to be a great white throne judgment. I don't know about anybody else, and I can't speak for anybody else, but I do believe that I'm not the only person. I don't want time to run out on me in this world and me not be right with the Lord. I don't want time to run out and then I have to go back and try to wish I had done something. But I want to do it like Jesus said, while it is day. Because I know that the night is coming. Daylight is going to run out. That daytime is going to run out. We are living in the end times. We are in a critical point in history. We're in a critical point in our lives where we know that if we don't get it right, that we are going to be lost. God is giving us time. We are in a period between two eternities. One, the past. We are in the present, but there's a future eternity. So we stand between two periods of eternity. Where do you want to spend eternity at? Do you want to spend it in heaven or do you want to spend it in hell? This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. May God bless you is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.
Join Pastor David C. and Lady B.J. McNeil for the Rekindle the Fire Revival, featuring special guest revivalist evangelist Yvonne King. Psalms 85:6, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Wednesday, March 13th through Friday, March 15th. Prayer starts at 6:45 p.m. and service starts at 7 p.m. at Greater New Bethel, Kojic, 2801 East Mobile Lane, Phoenix, Arizona 85040. For more information, call 602-276-3176. You are cordially invited to come and join them for a joyous time in the Lord.